We're the smartest people.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
We're the most loyal people.
On 880, The Biz.
That's right, USA. USA. Wanda, I want to thank you so much for bringing that positive energy to the show today.
I think we need it all over the place.
We really do need it all over the place. Somebody else who's bringing positive energy to the universe is my niece, Nikki Fried. Nikki,
indeed.
Oh, yeah. She's running for State Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commission, and she is. She's bringing the positive energy to the campaign trail. She's about bringing people together. I have a number of Republicans that are really interested in supporting her and are supporting her. The Republican friends I have that are supporting her are doing it for a number of reasons. Not the least of which is her attack on environmental. You need a change. Look what's going on in our environment. You got red tide on the left, red tide on the right. You go to Florida, you can't even go in the water. What's all that about? So Nikki's going to help. You can't just focus on the red tide and the Everglades once in a while. You got to deal with it all the time. You know, she's not a politician. She lived in Florida her whole life. She's an attorney. You know, I know her obviously I know her for a long time, but I remember when she was fighting for the little person. She was fighting against Wells Fargo and BB&T, fighting as a foreclosure defense attorney, fighting for the little person. BB&T and Wells Fargo just turned around recently and closed her bank account. Well, they say it was because she was taking money from the medical marijuana industry, but there's lots of people around the country that take medical marijuana contributions from that industry. They didn't get their bank accounts closed. So high five to Wells Fargo and BB&T for giving her the closed account. And then, you know, she supports medical marijuana. 72% of Floridians have voted in support or committed to being in support of medical marijuana, but the folks in Tallahassee just haven't been able to deploy that. What's going on with that? And then, you know, the agriculture industry, it's been having rough times with this lethal yellowing or greening and stuff like that. Well, there's alternative crops you can plant on that same land that can help our state grow and come back as climate change hits. And, oh, by the way, the other guy doesn't believe in climate change either, I'm sure. And, you know, they haven't even been able to talk about it in Tallahassee. How ridiculous. You know, the other thing is she's trying to make sure that the environment and the consumers, well, all their things are balanced. Another thing that's really important is that she stands, if she's elected, she's going to get on the clemency board. Why is that important? Well, there's million and a half people in the state of Florida that have had their voting rights taken away from them. Well, how about we give them a chance to get it back? That's not an arbitrary small number of people standing in front of the governor and begging, like you've seen on this last week with John Oliver. Oh my gosh, that was just incredible. But the other thing is that she's got all kinds of supporters. That's right. You've got all these supporters. You've got the newspapers are endorsing her, the Tampa Bay Times, the Miami Herald, the Palm Beach Post, the Sun Sentinel, the AFL-CIO, Ask Me, the Broward County Democratic Blacks Caucus, Ruth's List, that's all they support all the ladies' candidates, Pat Murphy, John Morgan for the people, Alex Sink, it goes on and on, the SEIU. I was just at Jackson the other day talking to some folks, and they're behind her. It's really terrific, but the most important thing that you've got to know is that you've got to get out and vote. If you don't vote, it doesn't matter.
Or at least you can't complain.
Well, you can complain, just you don't have a reason to.
Okay.
Now's the time to vote. You should have your absentee ballots have been being mailed out. Vote your absentee ballot. Make sure you turn it in. Make sure it's done right so that your vote is not invalidated. But you hear Gary on the show after me always talking about it. You've got to get out there and vote. Vote, vote, vote. It's important. When you're out there voting, it's all about you. Some of the priorities that Nikki has that I'm behind, she's behind medical marijuana. You've heard Dr. Michelle on. You've heard the folks from Surterra on. Medical marijuana, it's the real thing. If you're getting it from the black market, well, you don't know where that's coming from. If you get it from somebody that's monitored by the state of Florida, well, then you know, in Surterra's case, it's organic. My goodness, it's pure. The other thing that Mickey wants to do, she wants to work with getting the streamlining of the concealed weapons permits. The folks that have been in office and the person she's running against have had their chance to fix the concealed weapons permit problem. They haven't. Nikki wants to move it. Our first day in office, she wants to make sure that there's an audit and that they determine what's going to happen and that the public safety is looked at. Citrus greening, all the farmers know about that. It's a devastating citrus disease that has decreased crop yields and eventually created death in the trees. When you drive up along the turnpike, the places that used to be the orange groves, I used to drive up in June, in January and February up to UF, and I used to drive through the orange groves north of Gainesville, and you could smell the orange blossoms. Not anymore. Now there's houses on those lots, or they've been growing trees on those lots, pine trees, you know? We need to get the agricultural business back here in Florida, growing agricultural products on that land again. Huh, we all know about the blue-green algae and the red tide. That's everywhere. I don't think that there's much of a disagreement that that's from all of the nutrients that are being pumped into the water from the different agricultural interests and from the septic tanks that aren't getting inspected anymore. That, again, you got the folks on the other side. They've been in charge. This is on their watch. We need to get the Everglades restored, and we need to get these green slime situations taken care of. And the other thing, oh gosh, I'm just going to say it. Nikki's on record that the NRA will not be a free-riding, freewheeling group in her administration. You've read all of the articles about how the NRA goes up to Tallahassee and makes their agenda known and even gets political favors that are personal from them. That will end. They will not have a seat at the table. The table seat will be taken by the activists and the people that care about safety in our community. Stand your ground. Another issue that needs to be revisited, and we need to turn the government in Florida back to the one that represents the people. And
amen.
All right? I'm not really preaching, but gosh darn it, I feel I am.
Sometimes
consumer protection. How many robocalls have you been getting? It's increasing dramatically. I have the app that's supposed to stop them. I still get the stuff that says phone call from St. Louis, a call center, or whatever. You know? And how about the... goodness gracious, just last week I went to the gas station and I got my card skimmed. They charged $90 on my account. I didn't even get gas. Had a call and have all it's ridiculous. No. That's part of what she's going to do too.
Good for her.
Well, let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
There's something called a food desert. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Well, but many people listening live in the food desert. I mean, for goodness sakes, we've got public servants and first responders that...
Nobody listening lives in the food desert.
Not true. Food deserts are all over, especially between I-95 and the turnpike north of downtown. You know where I'm talking about. We need to encourage food stores to open up in those neighborhoods so people can have fresh food, so that their kids can be alert and positive when they go to school, so that there can be new jobs in those communities that pay a salary and give people benefits.
Is Fisher Island a desert food place?
No, because they have a store in the middle.
Okay.
They have a store in the middle.
I was just wondering.
No, if you need your crackers, they've got crackers.
Okay, good.
They've got
crackers. I worry about those folks.
Oh, well, water. Water's the big issue. It's the big issue for Florida now, and it's going to be even bigger in the future. We've got to deal with that. And industrial hemp, let me ask you, how many times have you gone to the vegetable section of your food store and seen hemp or you know, something like that up there, and you want to buy it. And so you buy it. It's like a mescaline greens. You can't buy it. If you can buy it, but it wasn't grown in Florida. You got to bust that in. You're not allowed to grow that in Florida. This is where I go, WTF is going on here. Sorry, you could delete that later.
It's okay.
It's just ridiculous. And of course, climate change and sea level rise. You got to have people in there that'll say the words and understand the concepts, that'll listen to the scientists. For goodness sakes, the sea level's risen 5 inches in the Everglades in the last few years. You go, what's the big deal? The big deal is that now the wading birds can't get to the fish that are 5 inches deeper. They have to go someplace else where the water is shallow. They have to find a new nesting place. You say, who cares? I say, I care.
Well,
your kids care. When was the time you saw the birds flying over and darkening the sky? We just need people that care. We need people that are willing to reach across the aisle at every level. We need people that aren't professional politicians. Nikki represented the school board of Broward County, for crying out loud, for 7 years. She's been trying to get these medical marijuana laws implemented so that the people that need it can get it. Vivian, my wife, my beautiful wife, her doctors just approved her taking medical CBD oil, not the BS that you buy from a head shop, but real medical quality CBD. And it's helping her. It's helping her. So listen, get out there and vote. V-O-T-E. Look for Nikki Fried. Go to NikkiFried.com and get more information. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm telling you, I endorse Nikki Fried because she supports my views and my values. I think if you research Nikki, you'll find that she does that for you too. Republicans, cross the aisle. Make a difference. Democrats, show up. Independents, it's time. Get out there and vote for somebody who gives a darn about what you care about. So go to NikkiFried.com, get informed, get out there, and vote.
Very well.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumble number 5.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really